is a woman, her better fit, and she's got a problem.
He's right!
Waits for her man to teach her a lesson, cuts herself open for his affection. Pain as prescription, fill her cup with all this dissension.
Away, moving forward.
Hey, welcome to episode 182, Tales from the Dropbox. Your host, Mr. Belding, here again today. Got a big show. It's up-tempo. It's upbeat. I think you're going to like it. And if any evidence, the first couple of songs should give you a hint as where we're going to go today. This is the 30th episode during the pandemic. As the notes indicate, we're about, 10 days or less from the election in America. Vote your ass off. That's all I can say. We start everything off today with Girl Friday, a song called Earthquake. From their record, Androgynous Mary, came out on Hardly Art Records on August 21st this year. They're an LA four-piece, basically started by Vera Ellis and Libby Shea, added Sierra and Virginia. They all sing, they all play. As their slogan goes, we are Girl Friday and we like power. I love it. Mix of post-punk and noise rock. This is their debut LP. And then we follow it up with Nick Reinhardt under his alias Disheveled Cuss. A song called Wanna Be My Friend from a self-titled album called Disheveled Cuss came out on June 12th on Sergeant House Records. Nick, who's been around for a while and is the vocalist of a math rock band called Terra Mellos, is also from Los Angeles. This is an LP of 90s indie rock, copying a huge bunch of riffs from Weezer with a couple of friends of his, Patrick Ellis and J.R. Kartz, playing guitar and drums, respectively. Look for those records. This show, more than ever, I think the number of Dropbox-worthy records is very, very high, and I bet that you're going to go out and you're going to buy a couple after you hear this episode, in particular this track by The Blinders. This song is called From Nothing to Abundance.
Decree. Coming round the bend, waiting for you. All loves the bullet right before it's gone. Loves the feeling, loves the rush. Loves the little bit of me that's gone. Keep moving, I keep moving on. Someone said this would be easier. It's convenient and easier. You're a bullet with my name on love. It's a bullet with my name on love. You like a gun. You like a gun. Dance to the beat of the serpent's drum. Dance to the beat till the memory's gone. And push it down till it won't come back. Bury her alive till it all goes black. And if it never comes, just keep dancing to the drum. Oh, you love me like a rattlesnake. Loves the music of her rattling tail. We hypnotize. Just part of a way.
One heart, twisting daggers and old scars. Snakes and ladders and two hearts beat together in my chest. Which is best? We go three hearts. Where to start when we're apart? Starts the moment that you run.
And that was The Howl and the Hum, not to be confused with The Head and the Heart. A song called Love You Like a Gun. Definitely had that Alt-J feel to it. That's from a record called Human Contact. Came out on May 29th this year. It's self-released in cooperation with AWOL Records. This is the debut LP from this Bellwood, York, UK four-piece led by Sam Griffiths. They've been together for 3 years. They've put out a number of singles. This is kind of an interesting record. It's an LP about isolation and loneliness that's actually put out in a period of isolation and loneliness. So catchy way to release your record. It's a great record, definitely Dropbox worthy. Before that, we heard Mondo Dio, a song called All the People from an EP called All the People. Came out on June 5th this year on Playground Music. These guys are out of Borlänge, Sweden. I've played them before. They've been around for about 15 years. This is a couple of songs that originated on the Bang sessions that weren't completed, and when coronavirus hit, they decided to go back into the studio, rework them, and the result is a couple of really interesting songs, that being the most interesting of them. Look for it. And then we start everything off the set with The Blinders, a song called From Nothing to Abundance, from a record called Fantasies of a Stay-at-Home Psychopath. Came out on Modern Sky Records on July 17th this year. These guys are out of Doncaster, South Yorkshire. They're a three-piece led by Thomas Haywood. This is their second LP. It was delayed. It was supposed to be released in February. Came out a couple of months later. It's really hard to follow up. This was they had an amazing debut called Columbia. Came out in 2018. This is a brilliant record. It's not as immediate as Columbia, but definitely will grow on you. Anyway, look for The Blinders. We're moving right along because, hey, Mr. Belding's running a little late today, and he figured, hey, I'll give you some great new music, and let's start it off with this band out of Copenhagen called The Sonic Dong, and this song is called Loose Ends.
Take all of your loose ends and tie.
And that replacement sound of the thing was not the Replacements. That was the Dirty Trucker song called Arm's Length from their record Second Dose. Kadon on Rumbar Records on May 22nd this year. This is the second kind of greatest hits compilation put out by the band. Their stuff is long out of print. These guys were out of Boston. They're essentially a Replacements cover band in my mind, I think. And as you know, Mr. Belding loves the Replacements, thinks they're the greatest band of all time behind Stiff Little Fingers and possibly The Jam. I'm a little undecided, but up there in my top five for sure. This record's got this amazing 16 Blue cover as well. What can I say? They got a couple of covers on this by The Liars, Nick Lowe. You're going to love it. Pick it up. Dropbox worthy. Before that, we heard Slotface, now officially Slotface. They changed their name from Slutface with that literal weird O thing to Slotface because apparently somebody told them that in England and the UK that slut is not a good word. Anyway, these guys are out of Norway. They put out this record called The Slumber Tapes on October 9th this year on Propeller Recordings. That's the cover of the Sophie Ellis Baxter hit Murder on the Dance Floor. It's got eight tracks. They're all stripped back versions of other stuff. Haley Shea can do no wrong in my part. She's got a great voice. Love it. And then we start everything off in the set with the Sonic Dawn, a song called Loose Ends from their record Enter the Mirage. Came out on Heavy Psych Sounds Records on May 22nd this year. This is their fourth full length. They're a three-piece out of Copenhagen. As I said, Emil Bjerls had a tough year. He lost his father, lost his job, lost all his money, and put out an awesome record. So support the band. There are 500 copies of Blue Vinyl, limited edition. I think there are 13 left on their Bandcamp page. Go out, find it, buy it. Support new music. Support music in general. It's an amazing time in music. If you've got nothing positive out of coronavirus, two things. One, hopefully that ends the reign of Trumpism in America. And two, there's an amazing wealth of awesome music being released during this period of time, because when you're trapped at home, what are you going to do? You're going to make music, record, and put out some amazing records. And speaking of amazing records, this next one, I think you're going to like. This is Devin Kay, who's also in Direct Hit, but this is his side project, Devin Kay and the Solutions. This song is called In a Prairie State. We'll be right back.
miles I'm running and nothing, and any free time is crushing. Vincent Gallo, just don't leave me alone, 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 so. Waking time.
You might actually recognize that track, a little different take on it. That's the Bouncing Souls song called Highway Kings from their Highway Kings EP. Came out on Pure Noise Records 2 days ago, October 23rd. It's a five-song EP as part of their series of reimagined tracks. This obviously reworked version with an emphasis on the lyrics, I think, is great. This was written on the road, and it's got a kind of road-worn, road-weary take on it. Before that, we heard We Versus the Shark, a song called No Negative Space Rules Forever. From their record, Goodbye Guitar, came out on June 19th on Ernest Jennings Records. They're a math rock four-piece that formed in 2003. They broke up in 2009, then they got back together in 2015. And this, 5 years later, is the first LP after the Reformation. These guys are a really smart group. All are multi-instrumentalists. Samantha Paulson, who is a guitarist, vocalist on this, also is a nurse. She was in Manor Astroman for a number of years. They're out of Athens, Georgia, and this would be the fourth LP. Definitely Dropbox worthy. And then we start everything off in the set with Devin Kay and the Solutions, a song called In a Prairie State from a record called Limited Joy, which came out on AF Records, Annie Flagg's record label, on August 21st this year. They're now a full six-piece, full-on rock spectacular, I guess. Devin Kay, singer of Direct Hit, is also interested in power pop, and this is his power pop exploration with a little ska punk thrown in. They added some horns. You get it. It rocks. The Inner Prairie State song is definitely their fog hat cover with pop punk fans. You get it. Hey, I think you're going to like this last three song set. And if you're new to listening to Tales from the Dropbox, because I've noticed that I'm getting a bunch of subscribers, I hope you're listening. I appreciate it. If you want to reach out to me, you know, you can get me through the function on my WordPress blog, which is at dropboxnotes.net. You can also reach out to me as Just for Fun Concerts on Instagram or Just Cool Vinyl on Instagram. I got a vinyl blog Instagram account now where I post rare punk rock records, because when you're old like me, you got nothing better to do with your life. You go back to your singles collection and vinyl collection and say, hey, this is cool. I wonder if people have ever seen this before. And so if you're following me, I get it. Reach out, touch me, do something like that. Anyway, this is Emily and the Blackouts. Song is called Domino.
Put your hand over my money. I want my city back, back the way it used to be. I want my city back, this place looks new to me. I want my city back, back the way it used to be. I want my city back, this place looks new to me. I want my city back, back the way it used to be. I want my city back, this place looks new to me. I want my city back, back the way it used to be.
Well, can't go wrong with that. That was the Clash song called White Riot. Came out as a 7-inch on March 18th, 1977. It was released on their debut LP, The Clash, on April 8th of 1977. CBS Records. There are two versions. I bet you didn't know this, but if you actually think about it, you've probably heard them both and just didn't recognize the difference. This version, the one where Mick Jones counts in the 1, 2, 3, 4, this is the one that came out on the debut album. It's 1 minute and 58 seconds long. And the 7-inch version is 1 minute and 55 seconds long and starts with a police siren. There you go. Anyway, this is the demo version. It was recorded at Beaconsfield Studios in 1976 with Julian Temple. And at the last minute, instead of going with the police siren version, they decided to put on the original version. And the rest, as you know, is history. Clash, one of the greatest bands of all time. And before that, we heard The Takers and Users, a song called The Town That Committed Suicide. From their record, Tales of This Town, came out on Randale Records on August 21st this year. Takers and Users out of Belfast, Ireland. That song is about the gentrification of Belfast. It gets, it's hipster land now. This is their second LP of Working Class Oi. It's 4 years after their amazing debut. Back Bars and Alleyways. It's Darzo, Kerr, Sproley, and Ryan. Takers and Users. If you like Oi, look for that record. Awesome record. And we started everything off in the set with Emily and the Blackouts, a song called Domino from their debut record. Emily and the Blackouts came out on March 13th this year. They formed in 2016. It's Emily Allen with a couple of ex-members of Voodoo Glow Skulls. They're based in Riverside. They're what you would expect. Powerful vocals, catchy tunes. Not going to reinvent the genre, but you can't go wrong. They'll be a fun time party band. Hopefully when we get back to live shows, we'll be able to see them, because Mr. Belding, getting a little bored of Zoom concerts, though I will tell you that the OC's Levitation Sessions, if you haven't had a chance, check that out. They just released it onto YouTube. Awesome show out at Harry and Poppy's out in the middle of the desert. Cool version, cool video, well done. One of the best versions of these kind of Zoom live affairs. So look for that. Anyway, I got a lot, last song for you today. They're out of Glasgow. This is Current Affairs. This is a post-punk act. I guess there's a lot of that around now. I guess when you're in doom and gloom times, there's going to be a lot of post-punk. Anyway, these guys, where they're Susie and the Banshees, Joy Division, Cure, right on their sleeves, but I think there's something different about it. I don't know what it is. It may be the fact that Joan Sweeney, who's the vocalist on this, along with a couple of former members of Anxiety and Shopping, have really put together a unique version of post-punk. Anyway, this came on October 11th this year, just a couple of weeks ago, on Tough Love Records. There is Black Grape Vinyl, about 500 copies. I know there's a few left. The record's called Object and Strangers. And if you love post-punk, and I tend to, then you're going to love this. Anyway, as I said, and I've said a couple of times, I thank you for listening. I do appreciate this. This is my outlook. This is my outlet for my aggression, I guess, in what is a difficult time for the world. Hopefully we all figure it out, and that we can actually figure out what to do with the pandemic, and we can move on to better times. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with this song, Current Affairs, Draw the Line. And until next week, as always, this is Mr. Belding saying, I love you. No, I don't say that. And happy birthday to my twins, Kieran and Justin, who are 25 years old now. You make me proud. And until next week, peace out.